You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, June 7th, week 206 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And since it's Wednesday, it's time for some We Viewed Reviewed, where we tell you things that we watched, we talk about them, and then we rate them out of 8 if they're movies. Because TV shows are just so hard to do.
Yeah, it's very... We do one episode at a time sometimes, sometimes whole seasons. You can't really rate per episode, yeah. Rate per... It's very difficult.
Unless we say, like, oh, this is our favorite episode of the series.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only really way. Yeah. I mean, we could do it, but it's very time-consuming. It's like, yeah. This episode I rate this, and it's weird.
Yeah. Which, I don't know why, but I was watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
And I think in season 2, the old lady refers to have dated Robert Durst.
Oh, really?
And then in season 3, they brought that dude from Portlandia, Fred Armisen, and he's Robert Durst. And I didn't realize it until he says, like, bye-bye. He says, like, bye-bye.
Oh, is he playing Robert Durst?
Yeah, like, he does, like, the weird winky thing. Oh. Like, the blinking. He blinks really weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, it's awesome the way they did it.
That's funny.
bye-bye. Anyways.
I'm the Jinx.
Yeah. It's hard to portray that on a podcast.
I'm blinking my eyes.
Really
like,
weird.
Like he does.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into some We've Reviewed. Wonder Woman. We both saw Wonder Woman.
Yes, we did.
I love this movie. It was, well.
All good things.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this movie was better because I'm comparing it to DC.
That's 100% true, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah.
Like, it's 100%. They baseline, like, okay, this is just baseline.
Because I'm not comparing it to Marvel movies.
I find it hard to. Like, I'm trying to. Like, it's kind of like a... To me, you can't. It actually is more comparable to a Marvel movie than other movies because it seemed more...
Marvel-esque,
but it also had the same, like...
Pacing?
It had the same tone, like, tone-ish, sort of, at some points, but, like, yeah. It also had the levity and comedy, but it was, like, a dark movie in the sense that, like, World War II, gruesome, dark... World War One.
No Nazis in this movie.
I know, no Nazis. World War One, gruesome, but then they also had the lighter stuff, which is, like,
there's a lot more lighter stuff than I expected.
Yeah.
They're like a lot of jokes.
I know. I liked it a lot. But like organically, like it, like the Justice League trailer, some of those jokes, they seem forced.
Yeah.
This movie.
Like, dressed as a bat. Cool.
Yeah. Obviously, you get the joke, like the classic fish out of water story. She's in a different world. You get all that
oddly
comedy.
Oddly enough, we're talking about Wonder Woman, not Aquaman.
I know. I'm using all these weird analogies that aren't
like
really.
Like sails and.
Setting sails and fish out of water and stuff. But you get. That's natural. Like, if you don't have. Like, that joke. Automatically presents itself. Like, yeah. If you're not doing jokes, if that's not funny, I don't know what is. Because you're getting all the jokes out of that, just the situational of she's talking craziness about, like, Zeus and gods of war and stuff, and he's like, what is this? This is crazy. This is nuts.
And
what
then
are you talking
he's
about?
Like, oh, no, she's right.
Yeah. So then...
Or was she?
I don't know. That's what the movie shows you.
Yeah.
But overall, like...
Because I did feel like I thought it was... I don't know. It sucks. I don't want to. It was very predictable.
You predicted to you, yeah. You predicted it more than anybody else we saw. I didn't think it was as predictable as
I predicted.
You thought it was, but
two major aspects of the movie.
Yeah,
major aspects.
I think you're just good at predicting because I didn't see that coming. Like right away,
they
like,
kept insinuating at one of them.
I don't know what the other one is. I think I do, but...
Yeah.
I didn't know that, though.
I was like, obviously this is going to happen.
Yeah. You're just too smart for the movie, maybe.
Because it's like a stupid trope where it's like, oh, you don't need that. It's inside you the whole time.
That's true. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's because I watched Space Jam the other day. Honestly.
The secret stuff.
It's the secret stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah. But I would rather go this... Like,
And then the other trope is it's not the Monstars who you're trying to beat, it's Danny DeVito's character.
It's true.
That's the trope.
Yes.
Kind of.
But, like, I'm just glad, at least DC's doing, this movie.
And the weird thing is, that's a Warner Brothers movie, too.
That's true. It's Warner Brothers.
I think Patty Jenkins just watched Space Jam a few weeks before she made the movie.
It's that, but it's
they're like, hey, Patty Jenkins, do you want to direct Space Jam 2? And she's like, I already did.
I mean, you can say that about so many movies, though. Yeah. But at least it's a story that makes sense. It's simple, and it makes sense to me. Like, it's easy to follow.
I think the Space Jam analogy is really working for me right now. Steve Trevor, Bugs Bunny, Samir, Daffy Duck, Chief, Foghorn Leghorn.
Who's Bill Murray?
He
doesn't really do much in the movie.
He doesn't really do much in either movie.
It's a hard comparison.
Yeah. Oh, the secretary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does an appearance a little bit, like, sprinkled through the movie.
Yeah. All right.
I'm joking mostly with that Space Jam analogy, but it's closer than you'd... Because okay. it was a really well done movie, and I liked how there was like multiple major scenes.
Yes.
There was the beach battle scene.
Yes. The no man's land, which I think I'm stupid. I didn't catch the no man's thing. She's a woman.
See, I thought that was stupid. I was like, this is so cheesy.
See, I think you're watching this movie totally on a different level than I was watching it.
Definitely.
Because I did not get that at all until after the movie.
I was expecting her to comment on it. She's like, oh, this is no man's land.
I think that's why
I am no man. Like, I thought she was going to say that.
Would that be cheesier, though?
Oh, that would be so cheesy.
Because I didn't...
I would groan at that joke.
I'd be like, oh, I didn't pick it up till Wonder Woman just said it right there. I think that's... They're trying to balance between me and you what kind of movie this is.
I think I just had such high expectations of being like... Well, no, because I'm glad it wasn't like one of those, women can do anything men can do, because this is like, women are better than men in this movie.
Well, that's what I liked about the movie, is it wasn't in your face push this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, some of that stuff...
But then
okay,
some of
I like Force Awakens.
Was very...
Force Awakens pushed more on you than this movie did. This movie's like, oh, it's assumed that like Wonder Woman's better than everyone.
But
you
then
know
again,
that.
She also, there's things that she doesn't know. But then
but that's
I
only
some of the
she's
secretary,
from that
like that
world.
Secretary statement is... It's sad that it's necessary, which is that was like slavery to me. And then like the whole thing where it's like, why is there a woman here? A woman that can read multiple languages? What? Like,
well,
it was
World War
One.
Like,
yeah,
you had to do it because it's a period piece.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to do that in...
Which this it sounds stupid because we already know what we're going to rate the movies, and I'm like coming down so hard on the movie.
I know, that's why I'm like trying
but to... But I'm still going to... Spoiler alert, I'm giving this movie an 8 out of 8.
But it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it because I had a lot of weird problems with the movie, but it was still a great movie. Okay. Because like, so that drove me crazy. Samir saying like, I didn't want to be a soldier. I wanted to be an actor, but I was the wrong color. I was like, okay, you're pushing your social justice a little too hard on me, Patty Jenkins. Mm. And then the chief, he was so stereotypically Native American. The only thing that would have been worse is if he was like, let's pitch a teepee. Because he brings up, my people were killed by the white people. He throws a tomahawk with a bunch of grenades attached to it. He uses smoke signals. Like, the only thing that would have been worse is, like, if he put his head down to the ground and he's like, oh, the Germans are 300 feet away this way. Like, Kimo Sabe. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, you would...
Okay.
Some of those things were a little...
Now, like, now you're making me want to say the things that I didn't like so much.
Yeah, you tell me what you didn't like about this movie.
It's like none of the things that you didn't like, but just some of the things were okay. The whole German speaking thing. No one spoke German. Confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, especially
wouldn't be so much. But there was a scene where Wonder Woman is speaking different languages with Samir, right?
Yeah,
she
that and with the old lady in the trenches of No Man's Land.
Exactly.
Yes, she's speaking German.
Exactly. Why is that happening?
She must be speaking some language, I assume it's German.
Yeah, it sounded like German.
Yeah.
And then there were signs, beer was in German. So I was like, why is no one else speaking German?
Full disclosure, we both know German, but I wasn't sure.
Some of the words were German words. If
yeah, I wasn't. I'm not sure if like those were. It seemed like it should have been Hungarian because they didn't.
Well, they're in Belgium.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what
they speak German in Belgium.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. So, but that like really like stuck in my craw.
Well, it
I'll
bothered
be fine
me-
with her speaking English on the island because she's like, oh, they speak all these languages. Yeah. Okay, I'm totally fine.
But
with
it bothered me, especially that scene. Especially bothered me because, so in the beginning of the movie, Steve Trevor crashes. Right, he crashes the plane. We mm-hmm. see that in the trailer.
Yes,
that's how he comes to No Man's Land, mm-hmm. and on there well, people looking for him.
Themyscira,
on Themyscira, Paradise Island.
You Themyscira. Call, you call it No Man's Land. We're like, no, well, that's
yeah,
in the war.
Sorry, yeah, Belgium. On Themyscira. Technically, it is No Man's
I
mean, Land.
You're right. I think that was the parallel they were going with. Yeah. in the movie.
That would have been another thing that would have maybe grown if she's like No Man's Land. I'm from No Man's Land.
that's what they had all these opportunities to do cheesy lines. They didn't do it.
Yeah. Good for them. Congratulations.
Good on them.
But, okay, so let's say there's a search party looking for Steve Trevor,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, pull forward! And I was like, are they British? Like, because then that confused me even more.
Oh, they weren't speaking German then there either.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, they're my enemy. I'm like, wait, is this guy on the German side?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
I was like, are they looking for him because they think he's German?
Yeah.
Because he was, like, in a German uniform?
That was what made it more confusing, because he was in a German uniform, so...
So they should have spoke more German. But then the boats had German writing on them. I got very confused.
Yeah, like I got no. Okay, they could have spoke English some of the time, but at least do German most of the time or something. It was just
weird. Put subtitles on.
It was just bizarre to me.
Yeah,
because I was like, the only way I could think is like they want that main actor who's the main German dude to like he doesn't want to do German the whole time.
Is but, he like, German in real life?
No, I doubt it. I don't know, but I'm saying like that's the only reason I can think. But that's a stupid reason. Like. I understand the same thing happened in Captain America, but mm-hmm. other people, like Red Skull, he was always just speaking English.
With a German
with
accent.
With a German accent, at least. And
so also was the dude in Wonder Woman. He was speaking with a German accent.
Yeah, he was doing the same thing. So, like, it's apples to apples. Marvel did this, too. But I feel like there were a lot of, like, ancillary characters also speaking. I don't know. It just was weird to me. It just rubbed me the wrong way. There wasn't enough German, considering there were plenty of, like, foreign speaking in that movie, but that was that little German scene where she talked to that woman. But oh, I guess the one part of it that really bugged me was when Chris Pine is doing his German accent. And I'm like,
when he's like flirting with the
how is this not doctor? A scene where they're speaking German? The one where he's trying to get into the party, like into that party, you know, with the driver.
Yeah,
and he's like just speaking to the guard with the weird German accent.
Yeah, Danny Houston is an American actor. The guy who played...
Yeah. So that's the only reason I can think. But, yeah, that just kind of bugged me. And then one of the other things was, story-wise, it was weird. I didn't understand why the Amazonians...
Amazons.
Why, Amazon, not... Amazonians? No, Amazonians?
They're just Amazons.
Amazonians?
No.
Okay. Amazons, fine. Why didn't they want, like, Diana... to learn, why didn't they want to teach her how to fight? All they do on that island, they're all warriors. Like, what would they think she was gonna do?
No, but her mom didn't want her to fight because they knew of her power. Because she had like that weird power.
Yeah.
They didn't want her to fight because.
What do they want her to do then?
Well, because her mom had the point of view that, like she was hoping for so much. I don't know, it made no sense where, because she was saying, like, it's a weapon that we hope to never wield.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's also not sharpen the sword.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Logic.
That's a dumb logic. Like, let's not create something in the hopes that we don't have to use it. Like, I don't understand that logic, but that's kind of weird to me. But
yeah.
Well, okay. Let's go back to the positives, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Robin Wright was great in that movie.
Ah, I liked her.
Such a badass.
Oh, she was awesome. Oh, that whole beat scene was awesome. I like that we saw a DC movie, broad daylight. We saw a fight.
Yeah.
We saw a fight in brightness. And
well, technically, it was in darkness. Like, if you went, like,
I know.
60 yards out,
that's
I think
true.
It would have been in complete darkness.
Yeah, but, like, we haven't seen that before. DC, all the movies have been in darkness, like,
yeah,
covered
very
in darkness.
Movie.
I know Man of Steel was kind of, like, but it was all cloudy and...
And it had jokes. Know.
But this was, like, on an island, and it was bright. Jokes, like, natural jokes, it seemed to me. They let the characters, like, talk to each other.
Yeah.
Which in Batman vs. Superman, like, they never did that. Like, they barely talked to each other. This, like, all characters got to talk to each other. Besides, yeah, even, like, you even got a talking scene with, like Wonder Woman and like the German dude for a second. Like,
yeah.
They had that dance scene where they talking to each other. So
you know nothing of gods.
I did like how they were talking in the movie. Like, yeah. There's a ton of action, but there was a ton of scenes where they're just talking and you got some character development going on.
Do you think originally they pitched this as being a World War II movie? Do you think there's that was ever in the...
I'm just thinking the whole thing about, like, Captain America already did it. Makes sense. But I like...
Where do you think Wonder Woman was during World War II? Are we ever going to find out?
Now I'm so curious now. I don't know. I got so many questions. Like, what was she doing for 100 years? I don't know. Seems pretty crazy.
Really working hard on getting that job at the Louvre.
Yeah, it's a hard process. I mean, women, like, she didn't have rights for a long time to do anything, so.
I thought that was actually very interesting, the scene after the No Man's Land scene where he gives him beer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there were places in the world where women couldn't even, like in Australia, I think until 1980s, women weren't allowed to drink beer.
Are you serious?
They weren't allowed to go order a beer.
It's nuts.
They were allowed to, like...
But I think if she were kicking ass in Australia, I think they would give her a beer.
Well, also, it was a brown guy giving her a beer in a town that just saved her. I don't think a town would be a stickler after...
I would hope not.
They witness a woman jump into a bell tower and make it pretty much explode.
Yeah.
That they're like, we're not going to serve beer
at the very least, you'd be afraid.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh no, do whatever you want, whatever you want.
You can have whatever you do. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still curious about where that old naked lady is in the woods.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because I was thinking, oh, I know she's going to like steal the clothes, but like, what's going to happen to her?
They should have gotten back to her.
Like, because I guess Wonder Woman had like a cloak, though. I think she's covered in a cloak.
Sure.
That's what I'm going to think until I'm proven wrong. Do you hear there's no deleted scenes?
Like, it shows you the efficiency of a woman.
Yeah, don't have to do all that fluff. It's like, put it all in the movie. I know what I want, and we got it.
I don't believe that, though.
I know, I think it's just a thing where there's not going to be deleted scenes on the DVD, but they're just not going to show us them.
Yeah, they're never going to show us those deleted scenes.
Yeah, that's what they mean. Until
we're like a billion years old.
We have new footage. I mean, they got like new Star Wars coming out all the time still.
Yeah.
You're like, how is this scene? Like, how have we not seen it by now? Like,
Ryan Johnson or Gareth Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I had to like dig around and found unused footage and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Like, how have we not seen this? Like, just release a minute every year and we'll keep buying stuff.
Yeah, we'll keep buying those DVD box sets.
Exactly.
So yeah, I gave this movie an 8 because it's the movie we need.
Yes. I gave it a 7 because I just have a couple problems with it, but like, it's clearly the best DC movie they've made.
I thought the villain was awesome.
I really did like the villain too.
Even though it was spoiled for us.
Yes, I know who.
But it wasn't really.
It wasn't really. Not the actual.
But it was spoiled by me for my brain because I'm not smart.
Because yeah, I think though. But I actually like Chris Pine too.
I'm disappointed.
Chris Pine. What? In Chris Pine? Oh, I'm disappointed. I guess. But I like the ragtag team, the Scottish dude.
That's another thing.
I like the ragtag team
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Scottish guy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Indian guy a lot.
Yes.
Chief, eh?
Yeah.
But
he didn't get quite as much to do as a Scottish student.
Yeah.
I
wish they kind of like wrapped up the Scottish guy.
Yeah, me too.
Because like they showed that he wasn't able to shoot, and I wish they were able to show him.
I agree with that.
Like, getting off like a very important shot.
Yeah. Because that would have like just
it would have
proved how
provided him some validation.
Yeah.
Well, another problem I had was Angels and Demons. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Angels and Demons, Captain America. It's all the same movie. Wonder Woman. All three of those movies. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. Very similar. Very similar.
I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah. But I mean, like they ticked off all the things that they like a baseline. This is what this should be the new baseline of what I expect from DC movies.
Yeah.
The problem is
it's
not going to be that
you're
way.
You're going to be disappointed,
and you're going to be up and down and dips and whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a new bar that I'm raising DC movies to. And
I feel bad for Patty Jenkins because Wonder Woman 2 has to be just as good as Wonder Woman 1.
Yeah. Not easy to do.
No.
But I still think you got a lot of good things. I mean, well, the problem.
I mean, you have a lot of. This movie was so good. I'm being a jerk. Yeah, by you saying, are. Like,
I was surprised by all these.
This is bothering me. He's brown, and they're making it too much of a point. Mm-hmm. It's too much of a social commentary.
See, I felt like they didn't push that too much. Like I didn't feel that way at the time. But
no,
maybe dissecting it. Like that, of the whole slavery comment, also, I guess. But like,
in the context of that movie, it's not important. Yeah,
context of that movie, it's like she doesn't know what a secretary. I'm saying in our heads, it's that way. But I feel like in the context of that character, I'm fine with her saying that because
you're telling me her mom doesn't have a secretary. That Mascara doesn't even have slavery.
That's what I'm. How does she know about? Oh, she reads the books about slavery. I'm sure they got a library and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I like is they did like that ice cream scene that they have.
I love that.
I don't know if it's in the comics too, but it's from like that Justice League War movie. They had that scene too.
Oh, I love
it. With the ice cream. I thought that I love that. I love.
Yeah, I loved it just because of ice cream.
That too. But you get all those light, fun moments where like it's a hero that's not smiling all the time. That's not brooding all the time. It's like. And she's like a killer. Like this should be the contrast to Batman and Superman. Like she's a warrior killer, and then the contrast should be like they're not willing to go that far, and they're like, and like she's.
I thought she was when she saw like Steve Trevor like blowing Nazis or not Nazis, German soon to be Nazis away, potential Nazis away. That she was gonna be like no. But she was like, nope, that's how it happens.
She's like, that's she's a straight up warrior. And yeah, she's like, that we got to kill like bad people. Like,
yeah. This even is if war. They're under the influence of Ares.
Exactly. So like, I'm all for that. Like, I just wish the DC universe was set up that way where Batman's have the problem with it or Batman has.
Yeah. Like I want
to, but now he's just be like, cool.
There needs to be a scene where Batman's like, oh, cotton candy.
No, I don't want to see that.
Popcorn.
Do not want to see that. I more want to
see him enjoy something. I want Superman. Horrible.
I want Superman to be doing that. Superman enjoy something.
Yeah, like it's.
I think Batman's enjoyed more than Superman in these two in the two movies. I've seen Batman at least, like, in the Justice League trailer, he's like smiling, doing a couple things. But like Superman, what's the smiley thing that he's done? When has he enjoyed anything?
Like, I want to see a flashback for Superman where if he like has a corn dog or something and it flashes back to like a Smallville County Fair or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I had a corn dog with my father.
Yeah. He can be like, it wasn't all bad times.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life wasn't awful. I mean, like, it can't be that bad. He's like, oh, woe is me.
Like, they told me
I have powers. I gotta hide them from people. Yeah. Oh, the world is so big.
See, I thought that was a very important scene too. When she's like, "Why are they being so like?" When they're going to No Man's Land, where she's like, "I don't understand it." Like that's her realizing that there are things out of her control.
Exactly.
Which I thought that was a very important scene.
Where she's like, "I want to save everybody. I want to stop along the way." And it's like, "No. You look at the bigger picture."
Yeah.
Like I thought. Yeah, that is really, really well done. And I liked how she was like...
is way better than like Superman of Steel where it's just, what's his name, being like, just close them off.
Yeah.
Just let them die. You should have let them die. You should have let that kid bust.
Yeah. Them. It's a more compassionate understanding of what's going on than like, no, just let them die. You got to protect yourself or stuff like that. Oh, and I liked how she's a very different Wonder Woman than like, the Batman versus Super Wonder Woman, because it's been like 100 years. I really felt that it was
a very
different character.
Because now she knows what ice cream is.
Exactly.
Now she knows like, what a secretary
she's
is.
She's smarter than everybody, it seems, because she's like, I've been here 100 years. I mean, like, I know more than you, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for Bruce Wayne to do something smart, though. Do something smart, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be smart. You find that picture, is that smart? I don't know. Is that detective work?
Silver plate? That's impressive, dude.
Yeah.
Finding a silver plate in a city that was... Well, I'm not going to say anymore. we spoiled that movie enough already.
Yeah. But we didn't spoil the...
important things.
Yeah.
TV. I watched the show... Well, not the full thing. I watched the last episode of season 2. I watched the first episode of season 2. And then I didn't watch any other episodes.
Weird.
But it's... called The Circus, and it's about the election. So season one's about the election, the U.S. election. It's a documentary series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two journalists and a political strategist. And they know a lot of people.
This is started before the election?
No, it's like, I don't know when they released it, because this is all, I'm looking at it in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
So season one is leading up to election day or something, I guess, assume. And then season two was the first 100 days of Trump.
Got it.
And like the last episode just came out. So it's 8 episodes.
Hmm.
And I think the first episode starts at day 40. So I think they must have been like pretty current when they were releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first episode of season two is about the healthcare bill being voted on.
Mm-hmm.
And you see like the Freedom Caucus getting together. They have access to Rand Paul. They talk to Ted Cruz. They talk to Marco Rubio. They talk to, and they have like this crazy access. They go to the, is it BCO? What's that score they always keep saying it?
CBO?
CBO.
Yeah.
Which is the Council for, like, what is it called?
I don't know what CBO stands for. Let's see.
Congressional Budget Office.
There you go.
Which is like a nonpartisan team. They go there,
mm-hmm.
and they like wait for the CBO score to come out on that first healthcare act. So it's like very, very interesting.
Hmm.
So then that led, and then the last episode of the season was them showing that first episode, the season premiere, live, or like apparently to all these White House people. Uh-huh. So like Kellyanne Conway is there. So in the first episode of season two, two of them are at the CBO office pretty much. And one of them is on the road with Trump going to all these things. So he goes to like Nashville, Detroit, whatever, trying to like, he's going on like the Make America Great tour or Thank You America tour or whatever,
mm-hmm.
after he's elected.
Yeah.
He's still going on that tour. But
don't think it's stopping.
No. But so it shows you what it's like on Air Force One. He talks to Kellyanne Conway. And it's just crazy the amount of access they have. You go into the room of the Freedom Caucus where they're talking about how we can get what we want by staying together, because it's like the 13 votes that Trump needed to pass. It is just so interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched that, and then House of Cards came out this week. I think I watched one episode or maybe even half an episode, and I was like, this is just so boring.
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Compared to what's happening in real life.
Yeah. I think like a political show nowadays, it's like,
it's tough.
It's like, even this is with weird,
as crazy
man.
As it is.
Yeah.
It's not crazy enough.
Yeah. They're like trying to like notch it up and be like murdery and stuff. But it's like, that's still not as shocking as some of the real stuff going on.
That, and I think it's just been so long since I need to just have a refresher. Like, I watched like the recap before, like, because now Netflix does that thing when you play the first episode, it plays like a little recap.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough for me.
That's also true, because I forgot how the last season had ended.
Yeah, like, all I remember is like, we need to cause chaos.
I was watching, I was like, whoa, this first episode is very involved with just
what just happened.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, it's very...
Because, like, those terrorists, were they really terrorists?
Yeah. Well, they were, like, white dudes, though.
Yeah.
But they were, like, Islamic white dudes, I think.
But then he knew where they were, or he didn't know where they were.
I forgot exactly, but he made a choice, and, like, some guy died because of it or something. Yeah. But I still didn't watch what happened before, so I don't quite remember every detail.
Yeah, me too.
But I was just like, yeah. But, like, and then... Yeah, but then it's just because I see, like, I'm like, oh, now they're doing, like, for like, having political conversation. I'm like, the real White House isn't doing this right now.
No.
Like, they're not having a conversation like this, exactly.
But then also, he's a Democrat.
True.
Which I was like, oh, this is weird, too.
Yeah.
That's the fantasy for me. That's as far as the fantasy goes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wonder how the season goes, because, like, the election happens in, like, 2 weeks in that show or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it goes. I don't know if I'll get through it. We'll see. This may be a slow haul. It's just a slow show too. So it's hard to jump right into it.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
Yeah, that's what started with me kind of last season. I was like, took me a little while to watch that too, but.
Yeah, last season I watched it all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But then that author, I can't stand the author.
Yeah, I don't like him either. Like, it's like finally they got him off the show and then they had him come back. Because he was like kicked off for like a while.
Yeah.
And then he came back and I was like, oh, I don't like this guy, man. This is annoying. I don't like this storyline.
Yeah.
They don't have enough of the storylines. I'm like, I want it. And like the Freddy's is all gone. All that stuff.
So, yeah.
I like Freddy.
Yeah, so that's going to be a slow watch. I heard Flake season 2 sucked.
Oh, really? Oh, man. So Netflix, F is for family. Up your game.
F is for family is my only hope. Well, one of my friends said F is, it sucked because it's just a bunch of white people complaining about gentrification.
Mm.
Which I'll say gentrification usually doesn't hurt white people. It usually
is that set in modern day?
Yeah, set in like Venice Beach.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, show me an area of Venice Beach that's not gentrified.
Yeah.
I'll become quite a social justice person. So, yeah, I think that's the main issue with it.
Yeah, it's just political shows nowadays. It's they all seem like they'd be. It's just weird to watch.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's like a completely different reality, it's like still like this is still weird. It just, I don't know. Just feels a lot different than pre-Trump.
I was thinking about it yesterday, actually. Maybe not yesterday. 2 days ago when we were watching Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
During the movie, I was like, you know, like, we've never had a war on our soil, right? Like, because you see that No Man's Land scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you think that would ever happen in America?
Civil War.
Huh?
Civil
yeah.
War. I mean, way back.
Revolutionary War, too. But
yeah.
But I was like, how fast do you think that would get shut down if, like, North Korea invaded us? Because it literally is just, like, overtaking a city, right? Like,
yeah, like city by city at a time, right?
Yeah, like, we're pretty close to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd know when it was happening, I think.
Yeah.
But it would get shut down right away, right? Like, Camp Pendleton's right there.
I mean, depends what it is.
It'd be hard. Like if it was
it's like Wonder Woman, like anti Wonder Woman coming at us. I don't know.
Oh, like the North Korean Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Red Sun Superman.
So
I don't know.
Crazy.
We'll see.
I'm interested in that. No.
Or like I don't know how it would. Like I don't think you would execute something like that unless you had a.
You'd have to be
an idea of at least to be able to take over a city.
And we have two submarines like off the coast, so we know, right? Like they can't just like fly over here. Where would they live?
I would assume that's why we haven't been invaded. I mean, like, unless someone gets some crazy technology we don't know about.
That's probably why invasions just don't happen anymore, huh?
Well, they happen in countries that can't really...
Where? When's the last time
we invaded Afghanistan, we invaded Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, this just happened.
Do they have the infrastructure?
Oh, like, well, Russia invaded Crimea, right?
Yeah, but I don't think, like, those countries have, like, infrastructure where they can, like, protect themselves.
Yeah, I don't think like
we have satellites and stuff.
I don't think like China's getting invaded. I don't think like Russia's getting
where's
invaded.
Where's that Crimean satellite that's like they're looking at their borders and stuff?
Yeah, it's only the countries that like are easily invaded that would be invaded, I think.
Yeah. That answers that.
There you go.
Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Alamo Drafthouse women only movie. Yes. Is there a problem with this?
This happened? Did it happen already? Or is it's happening?
I think it's happening probably tonight.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to happen like a few days after the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Two human rights complaints have been filed over that. That's crazy.
That's so bizarre.
Oh, so Alamo also brought it to other markets. So Brooklyn also did it for 3 screenings.
Mm-hmm.
and Albany Law School professor Stephen Clark got his attention, and he said he filed a complaint with the city agency. He alleged that the Draft House's woman-only event, as it was described in the theater's advertising, discriminated against men, male customers based on their gender. Citing the theater's promise to staff only women at the event, Clark also alleged that Draft House was illegally engaging in employment discrimination. It's the principle of the thing, he told the Post. I'm a gay man and I've studied and taught gay rights for years. Our gay bars have long said that you do not exclude people because they are gay or straight or transgender. You just can't do that for any reason. You have to deal with the bachelorette parties that come into the gay bar. They're terribly disruptive, but if you forbid women from coming to a gay bar, you're starting down a slippery slope. It's discrimination. Stacey Hawkins, a Rutgers University law professor, told the Washington Post that the entire controversy could have been avoided with a simple tweak in the theater's advertising. Just eliminate no men welcome language, she said. You try to make sure you demonstrate that this is an event for and about women, and most likely men aren't going to show up.
I mean, that's true on the technicality of it, yeah.
But it's also for charity. So people don't realize that all the money is going to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as big of a deal?
And it's a one-day thing?
Yeah, I think it's either one day. Well, now it's like multiple screenings, so it could be, who knows, 3 days.
Yeah.
Even if it's 3 days, one screening a day. This movie is screening multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also the same movie chain that, like, if you get caught texting in one of their theaters, they'll ban you from the theater. So it's like, they take it seriously. They take movies seriously. They have a person who just sits in the theater and makes sure that the movie's playing properly.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's like, if you really feel that bad or that way, like, boycott that theater yourself or whatever. Like,
yeah.
why should you get involved? Like, they're doing a business practice I don't like.
I also don't understand why bachelorette parties go to gay bars.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know the answer, but.
Is it a big deal to you, Mike?
No, not at all.
The movie.
No, not at all.
It depends. I understand from the women's point of view, because I have that point of, that's why I like to go to 7 p.m. Thursday screenings, midnight Thursday screenings, because I know who the audience will be, and those will be the diehard fans.
Yeah.
They'll be clapping at all the right times. They'll be cheering at all the right times. That's who I want to see the movie. They'll be wearing the shirts. That's who I want to see the movie with.
Mm-hmm.
If we went on a Friday night screening, the person behind me was cheering at all the weird times.
Yeah, it is a different audience.
It's a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could somehow control, if they had like a geek only screening.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's what I'm going to, though.
That's true. Yeah, like fans of this.
So if there was a way I could ensure it, which is what Alamo Drafthouse is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're insuring it. And it's not, it's way different. I'm trying to like, it's way different because geeks.
Or is everybody.
Is like anyone can be in.
Yeah.
But it's like women get like raped all the time and violence against women and stuff like that. It's bigger. It's like, it's for like a, all this stuff happens for a very stupid reason. So, like, if they want a place where they can do it. But at the same time, safe spaces are kind of stupid, so.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't know why everything gets blown out.
Then go to another movie theater.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have the right to not like their business practice and, like, not go there or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like,
lost. Talk with your dollar.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I got no problem with that.
Because the movies are sold out, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time you want to see another movie at the Alamo Drafthouse, don't go there.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with it. And I would do the same thing. If Regal had a white-only screening, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, I guess I'm not going to Regal anymore. Out of inconvenience.
I think there would be a lot of backlash on that.
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it was one screening?
Yes.
See, but that's what people are saying is a double standard.
Like, it's not because, I don't know.
It depends what movie's getting a white-only screening, right?
I don't think it does depend, but it would be
like
weird.
Let's say it's, I don't know, what's a very white movie?
Because there's the whole history of that, so that's a problem.
That's yeah. That's a huge problem. Like, you guys had your turn. You guys had white only screenings.
Yeah. Well, the problem, everything seems to be like a dude. They're like, okay, like some things used to be worse, but we should all meet in the middle. Anytime anybody like inches like a second or an inch or a millimeter above what that equality was, they're like, no, you can meet us. And then, but or be lower.
Yeah, but you meet but us don't be go lower. But you can never.
You can never be a tiny bit higher for a second, even like one even showing in one theater or anything. It just seems pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
but is this attention helping? Like, is it getting more money for this charity or whatever?
Definitely. I don't know what the charity is, but I'm assuming that more people are going to go to Alamo.
That's
Draft
a good
House.
Thing to come out of it. It sounds like
it does suck for the employee discrimination aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't.
Technically, it is employee discrimination.
Yeah, that part I don't get. Because I'm like,
but is it? If I wanted to work at a gay bar, would they let me work there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But then I view it as like an asshole thing. Like I would never apply to a gay bar because I'm like,
well, it's for one day though. But I don't understand like why. Why is it coming out that way? And like, oh no, we just didn't schedule. Like, can't they just loosey goosey get around it and be like, oh, we just didn't.
Well, yeah, like there's other times where it's like all days. Men. There must be a time where only men are working, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like the next day have only men. It's not just like you're just changing people's hours, I assume. I don't know how their business
or working, just tell everyone, like, hey, we'll pay for that one.
But I also don't understand why. What does that have to do with the women showing the women only working there, too? That seems weird, too.
They want it to be like only women.
But is it only women in the whole theater? Or is it just one show? Like, I don't
it's
know.
It's just how, one show.
But there's men in the theater at the same, like, seeing other movies. No?
I don't know.
Is it like the one showing?
Unless it's maybe it's like a small theater. Maybe they only
I don't know how big the theater is or any of the details.
I assume the Draft House has multiple screens.
Yeah. So I'd assume like some other movies going on. Or there's another Wonder Woman going on
like
at
all
the
of
same
them
time
just playing Wonder
that
Woman.
Anybody can go see.
That's
yeah.
so great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it happens. But as long as they don't try to do this with like some cheesy Indian movie, I'm good. Like the second where they're like, there's an Indian only screening a Slumdog Millionaire. I'd be like, I do not accept that. I will boycott.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to find another example that would make sense. Everything
Indian
else sounds weird,
screening
doesn't
of
it?
The Jungle Book.
Like what's another example you could do of this that doesn't sound weird? Like this is a unique thing. Like they didn't do a female
like
only
a
of Ghostbusters or anything.
No, or of like Hidden Figures. But they did do black. Well, I don't know if it was black only, but it was like
of what
of Hidden Figures.
Did they?
I think because like some of the actresses in the movie like bought theaters out, and like gave the tickets to like black charities or something.
Yeah,
or maybe it's like women charities.
Mm-hmm.
So like in theory.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I mean, I guess, but in everywhere, it's like, in theory, there's just whole neighborhoods of a specific type of people.
Yeah.
And they'll
so
end up
thing.
In a theater. That's different. There's no going to be like one area where just women exist, no area where just men exist.
Themyscira.
There you go. They should hold
no man's land.
Hold the screening in Themyscira, and then you're like, oh, just only women happen to live here. It's not that we, like, no men are here. It's just, it happens to be that way.
It's weird. Because, like, I'm 100% I'm 100% for it.
Mm.
But I can't think of another. Maybe that's a commentary on itself. The fact that we can't think of any other movie is because it hasn't come yet.
Yeah, like, and I don't think like. I feel like this is a one and done thing. Like, I don't think you would do this now that you did it with Wonder Woman.
You're not
Captain Marvel. You wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it for the sequel. You wouldn't do it for Black and Silver.
Yeah, I feel like just because it was a
because it's like the first.
Yeah. So it just does feel different.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it's a weird thing, but I never like blinked twice, but if they do it again, it would be weird to me. I feel like it would be because they would have already done it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking, but I got no problem with them doing it now.
I really don't give a shit, especially after the.
Well, I got no problem if anybody does whatever, but like this specific one, I wouldn't even raise my eyebrow. Until like, this weird big deal people made about it. It seems strange. Still does.
What they should have done is they should have sold it as a membership.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you're allowed to.
Yeah.
discriminate for.
Yeah, I think the problem is they didn't leap through all these hoops and stuff where they could easily do what they want to do, but they just went blanket specifically like to the lines of, oh no, that's like blatantly you guys are doing it.
So what they should have done is they should have sold it as a membership to a private club.
Mm-hmm.
Because that you can discriminate.
Yeah.
And then that private club is going to have one outing in its whole existence, and that and is to a Wonder Woman screening, which the private club bought the screening of.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the more letter of the law way to do it.
Would they have caught the same flack for that?
But I don't. That's why I think the flack is helping, though.
It's definitely helping.
That's the thing.
But my coworker told me, like, her and her husband are in the Knights of Columbus, but technically only men are allowed in the Knights of Columbus, so her husband's a member, but she isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they go on all these outings. It's like the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's only men only allowed organization.
Uh-huh.
So if the Freemasons wanted to have like a movie night and go to a screening, is that illegal? They rented out the whole theater.
I don't know. Do Freemasons like work in? I thought they work in the shadows.
No, I don't think so. They're just Boy Scouts.
Freemasons?
Pretty much, they're just Boy Scouts.
They have the same thing. Can I get popcorn from them?
No, they just like do charity with friends. Oh. And stuff. My friend's dad is a Freemason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Out in.
Yeah, they have. He has a Freemason badge. Freemason badge on the back of his car. I was like, "Are you a Freemason?" He's like, "No, my dad is."
I just assumed he had to be underground.
No, I think people think that, but they're just like a charity organization.
Weird.
It's like them, and then like there's that Fez group, and then there's like the Sword group. They're all the same thing.
Interesting.
So yeah, they should have made it a private club.
Yeah, would have avoided all of this, but I can't tell.
That's the thing. Like, there's those clubs. There's that like really famous one where it's like only for people in the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
Or like creative people, I forget what it's called, but they have like all these, like Soka or something, Soma, Soma as like some weird. And I always wanted to go there, because it's like a private bar, like really good food, and you're only allowed in. It's like super exclusive, and then like England, because I noticed that when we watched Wonder Woman, it said public bar, and that's because a lot of those bars are private, so it's like you have to have a membership.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are really stupid, where like the membership is $1 for a lifetime, but the application is very exclusive.
Yeah.
And you can only get invited by another member and stuff like that. So I was like, why don't they do that? They should have just done that.
Yeah.
I think it's called Soko House. Yeah,
because I'm trying to think like, oh, maybe they knew it was going to blow up, but there's no way you can predict that, I don't think. Like, it doesn't seem like something I would...
Oh, Soho House is the name of the private club in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So this was founded in London in 1995 as a home for people working in the creative field.
Mm.
There are houses located in the UK, Berlin, Istanbul, Barcelona, New York, West Hollywood, Miami, Chicago, and Toronto. Unlike other members' clubs, which often focus on wealth and status, we aim to assemble communities of members that has something in common, namely a creative soul. Huh. So this is pretty much a bar.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and then if you're under 27, it's like a certain... So it's for people in film, fashion, advertising, music, arts, and media. We should try to apply under this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're creatives.
We're part of the media.
But, like, it's... You go there and it's like famous people there.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Real Housewives aren't allowed in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like. Wow, they purged 400 people from the membership, which were all like Wall Street people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like very. Like I have a friend who's gone a few times and I'm like, I want to go so bad. It's like Club 33.
Well, you can get invited, right? If you know somebody.
No, from there you. Well, you need two people as really? Like, your like recommendations, okay. Like sponsors. Yeah. So that's what they should have done, because like country clubs do it all the time.
Yeah.
White people only, white men only.
Yeah, yeah. You would think they would just do that to make it easier, but
we should do that. Do you think there'd be a big thing if we like created a private club? that was like free membership.
Yeah, that's why I'm like curious. I don't think that this would be a thing if they did it that way, or would it? I don't know. Well, because Wonder Woman's the thing attached to it. I mean, we need the event, I guess. The event has to be the thing that... Are we trying to get attention for it?
Because, yeah, like yes and no. Because I don't know who we discriminate against.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Because we can't discriminate against white men because you are a white man. And we can't discriminate against men because we're both men.
But I don't want to discriminate against women either.
Yeah, we can't. And we don't want to discriminate. Because that's stupid. Like, why would you...
Yeah, because...
Big
yeah,
single men.
That's not why what we would you, do.
Yeah.
I'd want to do the geek thing, but that doesn't seem to make like hard. Then it just seems like we're
gatekeepers.
Yeah, but I don't think that would get be big a deal.
Yeah,
we might as well be like that can easily be done. I feel like
we should find a stupid thing though.
Yeah, a stupid thing we can
that like a lot of us have in common.
Yeah,
and then discriminate like against albinos.
Yeah.
No, that's rude, though. Like, we can't... But I think it only have to gets... punch up, not down. We have to remember that. We can only punch up, but not down. Oh, we can discriminate against Republicans.
Yeah, we have to punch up, yeah.
Because you're, no party, right? No,
I'm an independent.
But not, like, independent party?
No, I'm not American independent.
Okay.
I'm no party affiliation.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So we need to discriminate against, like, right-wing people.
Yeah, but the way the liberal media is, they'll just cheer you for it.
Yeah.
Well, they do that with the Wonder Woman thing, too. So, guess that's the one.
But see, then, like, because I think if you were a club, you could be like, we only want women working. Right? If it's a private event.
Yeah. You can I assume choose. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You so. Have to be able to.
I mean, I don't think all these places, when I go to like the country club, I don't think they exclusively employ black people. I think that's the only one. They have white parties out there. Like, okay, we bring all the black people in to work.
Don't know how any of that works.
Brent makes all the white people remember fonder times for them. Anyways. Next week, do negative reviews hurt box office? People are saying that since Baywatch had a bad score,
mm-hmm.
less people went to it. That's what we're going to discuss next week.
Ooh, I got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
I'd like to discuss it now, but I will hold
next
off.
Next week, yeah.
I will hold off.
I think that was a pretty good discussion.
Yes, I got a lot of thoughts on it already. So.
No, I mean on Wonder Woman 2, on the woman-only screen.
Oh, that too. I had
because I got if out all my that, thoughts.
Yeah.
Then they can't say anything.
Yeah, then they got it, like all those loopholes of this because, stupid lawsuits wouldn't yeah, make any sense. Yeah.
And then you're like, well, yeah. Because I'm sure I've been denied stuff all because of my race, gender, age.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, ageist.
Yeah.
People older than us, maybe. Discriminate against...
Yeah, people over the age of like 30.
Yeah. Is that a... People get mad about that? I don't know.
Like, he wants to hang out with a bunch of children.
I know, it sounds weird now.
It's like...
You have to like narrow...
You have to be like currently in your 20s.
Yeah.
20, or you have to be
20
born...
to...
Yeah.
20s to... 29.
No, 21 and over.
21
to 30.
There you go. 21 to 30.
31.
We'll discriminate against everyone else. I know a guy who's
31, I think. And he's cool.
We'll keep pushing it up.
Yeah.
And now, through 40, okay?
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. That's what they should have done, I think. Sold it as a membership, and that membership allows you to buy a ticket, and then like have the Wonder Woman screening be $1 or something stupid, because you already paid like $12 for the membership.
Yeah.
And then...
But do you think there's any going to be actual repercussions?
And then like, only members
you think
would,
these lawsuits are then, actually going to no, go through?
And then what they should have done is only members can work that night. Is that allowed?
I don't know. I don't know all the...
And then give memberships to female employees.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's allowed, but...
Yeah, I don't know about that part
of it. If it's a private event...
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
Yeah, there's a way around it if they tried hard enough. I think they
and just, then they would just have to. I think they the just thought they it
wouldn't
do this.
I think they just thought it yeah. wouldn't be a big deal
because people would be cool.
Oh, they're like, oh, they're celebrating it. It's good. Yeah. And then all this stuff happened. And they're like, oh, we already did it. Now we got to stand our ground, and enough people will support us.
Yeah,
most people will support us. I assume. Or is there a poll on this? I assume most people do, right?
Support it. Yeah. I think it's just the loud minority.
I think so too.
That's going to be my punk rock band, The Loud Minority. It's just me, Brian, Usher. Sorry, Mike, you're not allowed in the band.
Oh, man. It's a discriminatory lawsuit.
Yeah, lawsuit. On Netflix today, My Only Love Song Season 1, Orange is the New Black Season 5, and Shimmer Lake.
Oh, I got another thing. People don't get mad that only like a British director is James Bond. Or wait,
that's
directs
the thing.
James Bond, right? No one gets mad at that, right?
Because people are like... I argued with my dad, because my dad's a big British guy, and I know he's very stubborn with his opinions.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what about Idris Elba? He's like, well, historically, James Bond has been white.
Yeah, the historically thing never works.
And I'm like, historically, slavery was okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Well, there's no example of it going the other way.
I saw,
because I think almost everyone when it's like an historically like black character, there's no people do agree with that. They're like, no, that white guy, that'd be weird if it was a white dude or something.
Because there's other things associated with black characters than just being black.
True, most of the time.
There's a struggle involved. If there was a white character who struggled with his whiteness, it'd be weird.
It's a different type of thing.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm not saying let's make Hitler white or Hitler black, but I would watch that movie. I don't think many people wouldn't if every morning Hitler had to wake up, put a bunch of makeup on his face.
I wasn't even thinking that. He's hiding the fact.
He's hiding the fact that he's black. It'd be a great movie.
Oh, what a weird, interesting tale. That'd be such a unique movie.
Mein Führer is what someone would say when they see him without the makeup.
You gotta kill that guy.
Yeah.
He saw you.
That would be such a weird movie.
I know.
Get Hollywood on the phone. All of Hollywood.
Or you do it a different way, where he's just Black Hitler, but like, no one makes a big deal about it. He's still spouting the same stuff. It's like legitimately like...
Yeah. It's a commentary on the fact that he wasn't blonde hair, blue eye.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much that, but to a greater extent.
What if... what was the name of his propaganda guy?
He had a guy.
Yeah. What was the guy's name? Goebbels. Yes. What if Goebbels had to go in and hand paint each frame white on all the propaganda? And they'd always meet. That's why Hitler always stood so high and far away from everyone.
Yeah,
so they couldn't really see him.
Yeah.
They had to squint their eyes.
That's funny.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
Anyways, come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart and This Week in Movies in the Now. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.